Episode 138. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. You'll sometimes come across L values and R values, maybe when trying to understand compiler error messages or when reading docs. A basic understanding will go a long way to making sense of them. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. The names look strange. L value and R value. They started out, as I always understood them, to identify what things could go on the left side of an assignment and what things could go on the right side. If you declare an int variable called height and later assign it the value 2, then your code will say height is assigned 2. Notice I try to avoid saying height equals 2. Because that can get confused with an equality test to see if the current value of height is 2 or not. It's a good habit for you to follow. In this example, height appears to the left of the assignment operator, and the number 2 integer literal is on the right. So height is an L value, and 2 is an R value. You can't reverse these and try to say that the number 2 is assigned height. That doesn't make any sense. And if you try to do something like this, your compiler is likely to give you an error message about how the number 2 cannot be an L value. Things get a little more complicated, so don't worry if the rest of this episode doesn't make sense. You've already got the major understanding just knowing that some things can be assigned new values and some things can't. In case you think that any simple int variable is automatically an L value, well, that's not always the case. Some languages, like C++, allow you to declare variables to be const. Then they can't be changed. While researching this episode, I found reference to another possible meaning of L value and R value. I don't know if this is correct, but it does make sense, and I hope will give you another way to think about this topic. Back in the days before C++, and likely before C, when the only language available was assembly, a variable was really just an address in memory. And since memory has a series of addresses or locations, the name L value came about to mean the location value. Now, it's often useful to be able to move the contents of a memory address or location into one of the processor's internal registers, so the value can be manipulated. And because we're not talking about a location in memory anymore, but a value stored in a register, it became known as an R value, which stands for register value. Like I said, this is a story I came across that seems to fit well. At least it makes sense for programming in assembly. I'll explain more about L values and R values right after this message from our sponsor. If you need help with your programming, all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. There's currently room for 25 people to attend, and as of now, the one-hour intro class is free, and the two-hour beginner class is $20. There's a lot more that I can explain when you can see my screen and ask questions. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. I'll have to do more research to see how much of what I'm about to explain applies to C#. Remember back in some of the very first episodes when I said this programming profession is a lifelong commitment to learning? This is a good example where I'm still learning. This is the type of understanding that can also elevate you way above your peers, even other programmers with years of experience. You just don't often need to understand this, and when you do, a lot of developers give up instead of digging a little deeper. It turns out that there are actually two main properties that are important for variables, and even other expression types. Does it have an identity, and is it movable? What do these mean? Well, an identity is any time your application can refer to something by name, or through a pointer, or through a reference. If you can tell if something is different from something else, or if it's been changed in some way, then it has an identity. Movable is a bit harder to understand. Let's say you have two integer variables, height and width, and you write in your code that height is assigned width. This means that after the assignment, both height and width will have the same value, and that value will be whatever the width was before the assignment. There's another form of assignment, though, that can look just like this, and that's when the width gets moved into the height. When this happens, then height will be updated to contain the original value of the width, and the width will be left in a valid but unspecified state. Wow! That's the part where most people get lost. If you need to rewind and listen again, go ahead. It's important. Like most of my examples, I like to start out simple. Unfortunately, in this case, the simple example can leave you wondering why. Why would the possibility that an int can be left in a valid but unspecified state even exist in the language? It didn't always exist. This is sort of new. It makes more sense for a collection. Let's say you have a large collection of millions of ints that you need to transfer to another collection. You could do the traditional assignment where each int needs to get copied over to the new collection. That can take a lot of time, and if you never need to refer to the original collection ever again, then it's a complete waste. What if you could just move the contents? You could then leave the original collection in an empty state, which is perfectly valid. The language doesn't tell you what to do with the original object, so that's why it's unspecified. All the language says is that whatever you do, just make sure it's valid. This is movable. Okay, back to the properties, identifiable and movable. Anytime you have two properties, you'll have four possible ways they can be combined. One of the combinations in this case is just not needed, though. That combination is whenever an object has no identity and cannot be moved. The language designers felt that this combination serves no purpose, so it's gone. That leaves the following three combinations. Number one, if it's identifiable and not movable, then this is the traditional in-depth meaning of an L value. Number two, if it's not identifiable but is movable, then this is what's called a pure R value or a PR value. And number three, if it's both identifiable and movable, then all I can say here is you need to be careful. This is called an X value, and the language designers left the meaning of the letter X unspecified. This is an expert value. If you're dealing with X values, then you need to know what you're doing. What happened to R values? Well, R values are now defined to be more of a property. R values map to the movable property and include both X values and PR values. And the other property, identifiable, is now called general L values, or GL values, and include both L values and X values. I'll pick up this topic again in a future episode when I explain how to move objects instead of just copying them. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.